Hogs are foul. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Hello there, listeners. It's me, the Northern Man. I've just been down the toon to buy some Beano annuals, but the WH Smith had run out, so I had to make do with a dandy. And I also had to buy a new woggle for my uniform, because you may not know, Lake, but I am a arcaler for the local Cubs. Oh, smashing. I had to tell one of the mothers off last week, Lake, because her lad had just started for the first time. And I said, don't worry, miss, he'll be safe with me. I got a right load of Anton Dex in here, he'll fit in just fine. And she was fussing over him and embarrassing him in front of his mates. And I said, stop it! Don't mother him! Don't mother him! You're embarrassing him in front of his mates! You're making a right bloody scene! And she looked a bit startled-like. And I said, look, I've been doing this, running this Cub group for 10 years. I know what I'm bloody doing. So just let him be, and let him get in the pack with the rest of the dogs, I mean boys. And he'll come back. After 1 hour, Lake, he'll come back a man. Just like the change from PJ and Duncan to Anton Dick. She looked a bit shocked, but I shooed her out. And the little lad, a cracking little lad he was. In a cracking little time, that one. And when he left the room, when that little lad left the room, he was at least 1 inch taller. And that's what the Cubs is all about, Lake.
Here I come to save the day.
Today around the house, we were, me and my girlfriend were doing some cleaning, and to motivate her, I said, come on, look, I'm like the maverick of cleaning, you can be my goose man, come on goose, let's go clean. She didn't seem that impressed with this though. I thought it was pretty cool, you know, Mab and Goose. Obviously not the bit in the bar where they're singing terribly in white suits, not that, I mean, I'm talking about, come on, that cleaning, let's get on with it, that's some Russian MIGs. Come on, Goose Man. Here comes Jester. Let's go clean up. That's the kind of atmosphere I was trying to get. I'm not sure that works with girls, really. Same as robot dancing. Girls don't like robot dancing. They're just... Whenever you do robot dancing, yeah, it's an impressive sight. Takes skill and control, attitude, confidence. But they just look at the bloke dancing, think, what a prat. Look at that dickhead. They underestimate. It's not as easy as we make it look, girls. It's a skill. Also, girls never moonwalk. Imagine that. Going through your whole life without doing a moonwalk. How devoid of fun would it be, eh? Barren wasteland of non-moonwalking, non-robot dancing, just kind of the, I don't know, chicken dancing. That's all they get up to, really. Oh, dear. It's no good, ladies. You've got to pull your socks up. You might be good at dancing around poles, but that there's not poles on every dance floor. You need to diversify. Get some new moves. Yeah. I'm only joking. They can shake their booty. Blokes can only shake their booty in a kind of amusing way, where women can shake their booty in a sexy way. Makes you want to bite their booty. Which is good. I'm not sure if I'd want to dance to make someone want to bite my booty. But, you know, I'll give it a go. Never be afraid of making complete prat of yourself on the dance floor. That's advice from the Hosk, who does it often. La 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 la, you're a peanut. La 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 la, you're a peanut. Pop goes the egg. Now Mr. C sent me this bad boy in. He said he was in the gym getting changed, and then these pensioners come in, and one pensioner sees his mate and says, oh, hiya Jim, how's it going? And he replies, oh, okay Bob, is it doing any good this? Well, I don't know. I think it means you can drink more though. And that is that kind of universal reason why people go to the gym. Come to the gym, you can eat and booze more. Come on in. I mean, they should use that advertising the gym. They get all these bloody healthy bloody benefits of living longer and stronger heart. Rubbish, right? If you come here, you can have an afters for dinner tonight. You can go down the pub, have a few pints, and you won't get any fatter. That's what they should be saying. That's the target market they want. It's like the advert for Milky Way. Well, it's not like that at all, because that's complete bollocks. Milky Way, the sweet you can eat between meals. Why? Why can you eat that between meals? Because it's fluffy and light. It's still bloody fattening. I mean, what can't you eat between meals? Why only Milky Ways? Eh? Bloody con. Although the funniest, I always like to think of Lucozade. Because there they are. Initially, they advertised it as, I don't know why, but the kind of, this is the drink you drink when you're ill. Now, that's fine, but how many people are actually ill? Not that many. You're limiting your sales a little bit there, but you're only selling to sick people and invalids. You know, then they thought, oh, what? And it tastes good, and it'll help you in sport. And they're advertising people like, well, we said those last bits. I still think they're thinking about the ill thing. People, they're only buying it when they're ill. Bloody hell. Who thought of this plan? Idiots. Talking of advertising, I don't like the way that they've been changing traditional adverts. Like, a Mars a day helps you work, rest and play. That's fine. That is a good advert. I don't think people see adverts and then go, ooh, I'm going to try a Mars bar. They just think, yeah, it's a good old Mars. Good old boy, Marsy Barsy. I don't think, oh, they're just, I'm loving it. Or whatever. Whatever the bloody, that's McDonald's. I can't even remember what it is. Mars, I don't know, love yourself, something like that. That's not going to bar anymore. They should just keep the traditional. Everyone knew it. It was self-perpetuating because the people would sing a Mars day helps you work, rest and play. That's it. Fantastic. People were advertising it for them because they knew the song. I've forgotten the new Mars song, if there even is one. And like Captain Birdseye. He was an old codger with a beard. A sea captain. Traditional sense. Now, he's some bloody Spanish-looking fella. Brown hair, brown beard, and a cool young dude. No, you're not going to make fish fingers cool, are you? That'd be stupid. Just get back. Tradition. Stop changing. Change them back to opal fruits. Woi, go on. Woi, go on. Woi, woi. That'd be a horrible party trick, because then whenever you're out, they'd go, woi, go on, do the thing with your arse in the face. And you're like, oh, crying on the inside.
Hello, readers. It's Morrissey here. It's really nothing. What can you say to the pecker who goes, oh? Whilst I was out doing a brass rubbing of one of the interesting knockers in the local village where I live, I managed to get a paper cut from the instructions of how to get a good brass rubbing every single time. And this paper cut may look small and innocent on the outside, but oh, the pain and the torment. How could paper turn against me in such a way? Just like the band members of the Smiths turned against me. I knew that this paper cup was symbolism of the torture I have gone through in my life. This paper cut was like a bear scratching my heart. You readers probably couldn't imagine the torturous pain I was feeling, because you may have had paper cuts, but none were as deep emotionally as this paper cut. To the heart, readers, to the heart, from the finger to the heart. And that is the name of my next song. From the finger to the heart, it's just a start. That's all I've got at the moment, but it's coming along pretty nicely. Well, I gotta go, readers. I've heard there's a badger baiting in the other village, and I'm going to protest by chaining myself to a tree. You won't get past me. I'm chained to a tree.
Gentlemen, this is
the Hoskinator.
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
News nugget. But the police pulled over an overloaded lorry in China and then were amazed that the driver had no hands. He was stopped for carrying five times its permitted load of six tons. Tons, not tums. Tons. I mean, what? How do you get a job as a lorry driver if you've got no hands? What happens when you turn up for the interview? Hi, yeah, come for the job. And they go, oh, wait a minute, Mr. Oshwag, you seem to have forgot to bring your hands along. Do you want to delay it and you pop up and get them? No, you haven't got any hands. Okay, well, you want to be a lorry driver? We can go for a test if you want. How the hell do you get the keys in the ignition? How do you open the door? How do you turn the fucking steering wheel? Come on! I mean, if you put a couple of hooks on there, that's not going to help you much, is it? The rules in China must be a lot less rigorous, because he didn't have any hands, he didn't have a license, he was having locked six times over the limit of goods. All he's got in his hands are stumps. And do you know how, this is a warning to everyone, his hands were blown off by a firecracker. Now, there is a lesson. Fucking hell. How big was this firecracker? It blew off his hands. Jesus Christ. But I tell you what, it shows where there's a will, there's a Chinese man driving a lorry. Hey? You've got to have a bit of respect for that. So how did he get in this position of getting... Well, he didn't get by an interview because he tried to get a job driving. He couldn't because he had no hands.
That's not unsurprising. But then, he graduated from the University of whatever, couldn't get a job, so he opened his own beverage company. He employs drivers to make deliveries, but sometimes has to stand in for them when they're absent because of illness. Check him out, what a go-getter. Hey, all these little whingers in England, and they're asking, I can't do anything, I can't do anything. This dude, he's got no fucking hands, he's got his own company, and he's driving lorries around. Hats off, hands off. To Mr.
Professor, I know something has happened, but have you ever seen
comedy quite as funny as this before?
No, not yet.
Lodzy, 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 I'm Bernard Hoshkovsky. Hello, readers, this is Bernard here. Today it is the first day of the lunar month, so as is the custom in Poland to grab the girl's left breast. I did this today at work, and the woman, she has slapped me in the face. All of the men in the factory, they laugh. I do not know what is so funny. It is then a custom for the ladies to grab the man's balls, but she is refusing to grab the balls of the lovely Polish man. I say, I have a big balls, because I eat many cabbages. Yes. But she say, I can stick my balls up my ass. I tell her, this is not the custom in Poland. English people are very weird. They did not have many customs like we do in Poland. Especially in the lovely Lodz. I remember time when first of the month I grab mama's breast and then she grabbed my balls and then we all have a good laugh over cabbage soup. What are you going to do? Who's going to buy songs from someone who looks as weird as someone at Deliverance? Yeah, this letter is awesome. You know, sometimes you have those dreams. There's just something you really want to do. And you set your mind on it. And if you set your mind on it, you know, you can achieve it. But not this one. How could I make my dreams of becoming... Now, what do you think is going to be put here? Astronaut? Model? Pop star? No, this dream is much bigger. Much more worthy to the world as well. How can I make my dreams of becoming Jason Donovan's stylist come true? What an ambition that is. I mean, that is beautiful. Why would you want to become his stylist? And this is the thing that gets me, actually. This person is 23. She's a huge fan of Jason. I just want to work as his stylist more than anything. But I need to go back to college to study hair and makeup. I mean, that's one thing. I don't know if this, but she's a huge fan of Jason Donovan. Doesn't she know that he's completely bald? Last time I saw him. I mean, how much of a stylist do you need for that? Come on, Jace, work on your parting. She's going to start advising him to grow a comb over so she can just do a bit of styling. And I like the fact that she wants to be his stylist but doesn't have any skills in styling or makeup or fashion or anything. She works in an office. I mean, not really doing much to achieve your goal in life there, are you? Of being Jason Donovan's stylist. She says, my boyfriend says I'm mad, but he doesn't understand my ambition at all. I'd love to talk to someone about styling celebs and make my dream come true. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm sure they'll be queuing up to hire you. Okay, another letter. I fear he's a cheat. Ooh, you think, why is this? I'm pregnant, fat and frumpy. Yeah, I'll stop reading. I don't need to read the rest of that, I don't think.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Whilst walking around, I saw Ann Summers, so I thought, oh, let's have a look, see what they got in there. And mainly a load of old tat, knickers and bras, etc. But the worst thing, again, Ann Summers, if you see a couple in there, it's like, oh, goodness, I don't want to have that image. Stop looking at the handcuffs. No. Now she's looking at the bloody crotchless panties. And she's about bloody 20 stone. Get out. Come on. That's wrong. Now, you couples should have to go in separately. And especially ugly couples. They shouldn't be allowed in. Get out. Because other people might imagine it. Imagining what you're looking at. And that's not on, dude. All right? And woman, thing, whatever. You're okay? 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 Okay?
And now, let's have this.
I just want to lay down. Sniff my crotch, all right?
Oh my God, move on quickly. Quick, just move on. Put anything on.
Hey, man. Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you know the way to Clifford Road from here, please? I think someone told me to come this way, but I think it's actually down it is, sir. I think I got sent the wrong way by some kids, you see. Now, just you listen here, young man. I don't care how much money you've got. I'm not going to show you my hairy ball bag in the middle of the street. Now, piss off!
Wow! Wow!
Woo! It's something you weren't expecting.
Mr. C was looking. He was looking for a chess tutor to try and get some underhand improvement on his chess buddies. And there's this list of chess tutors, and you see some of them have links to their websites. And this bloke had a link with Chess for Wizards, not Chests for Wizards. That'd be nerd porn. Chessforwizards.net. Oh, nerd alert! Every single one. Everyone who plays chess is a nerd. That's a fact. Do I turn it on, then start coughing? What do I do the cough before I fucking turn this mic thing on? Oh, dear. Amateur. Ah, here's a new thing for you. Well, it might be new. I've never heard of it yet. I was, I don't know, twiddling about, and then I hit my finger on the steering wheel while I was driving to work, and I said, ow, cuck, which is short, which is like in between the C word and saying fuck, cuck. Hey, about that? Is that a new invention, or has it been used a lot before? And I have to admit, I've never heard anyone coming out with such profanity, if it is even indeed a profanity. I think you could probably safely say that at school. if you wanted to, because I'm probably guessing most of my listeners don't go to school anymore, unless they're pedos. Ah, you dirty bastards. Harder! That's not enough!
Hello,
my name is Iggy Pop, and you are a passenger on the Hoscast. And all of this was made for you and me. And I like saying the city's ripped backside for you and me. And your house is the arse on the ripped backside for you and me. And you are a peanut in the piece of shit on the backside for you and me. Singing la 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 la. You're a peanut. La 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 la. You're a peanut. My name is Iggy Pop, and I'm not too old, I'm still young, even though I was born in 1836. And I'm in a rock band, yet I still have a six-pack, and it doesn't even make sense. La 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 la. And everyone liked my song when it was in Train Spotting, that lost my life. Although this is my most famous song, I am the passenger. And everyone knows me for this song, although I did many more. And I'm a friend of David Bowie's, but that doesn't really count for much these days. Singing la 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 la, being a friend of Bowie doesn't count for much these days. La 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 la, being a friend of David Bowie doesn't count for much these days. David Bowie's a red backside, but you still are the peanut in the piece of shit on the red backside. Hey, that could be a new song, man. That's so. See you later from Iggy Pop. Goes the Iggy. It is a kind of pointless thing. Traffic news on not a local radio station, a national radio station. Yeah, that's really useful. How are you going to cover the whole of all the traffic jams in the whole of England? What you can't, you'll just do a bit of bullshit that's only probably around London. Aw, thanks. Have you ever, I've got this thing on my radio and it interrupts whatever I'm listening to change to the local station to give me traffic news. But what, I don't think I've ever once changed the course I've been taking. You're already halfway, you're either in the traffic jam and you think, well, fucking brilliant, that's too late. Or, you're too far gone so you can't go another way. What's the point? They should replace it with something else more useful. Like, I don't know, when women are going to get naked on telly that evening. News. That would be good. Or, what about this? Where happy hour news, probably only work on local radio, but where the happy hours are that day, or any offers. That'd be more useful than bloody traffic news. Who has filled in a form which says, yes, I masturbate all the time? And now the news from Buckingham Palace. Here we see pictures of the Queen greeting Tony Blair for the new fundraiser, Save the World. And Mr. Blair comes towards the Queen, She stretches out her hand. Mr. Blair goes to take it. Oh, what's she done here? She's pulled it in. She's now put her thumb to her nose and is wiggling her hands. Oh, dear. Oh, my good Lord. Tony Blair has been done. He's been tricked with the oldest trick in the book. He's trying to find a way back. He's offering the finger to be pulled. No, the Queen's having none of it. She's tightened up the defence and she's closed up shop. Oh, Tony Blair looks frustrated. He's got nowhere to go here. He's going to have to move on with his tail between his legs, being comprehensively outfoxed by the Queen. Well, who would have expected that?
Fritz, get up, for God's sake, get up! They've killed Fritz! They've killed Fritz! Those lousy, stinking yellow fairies! Those horrible, chocolatey-filled vermin! Those despicable animal warmongers! They've killed Fritz!
Will you just calm down and listen to this next news nugget?
News nugget! Burglar was dead, stupid! I like this one. Look, the burglar broke into the funeral parlour in Spain and then tried to fool police by playing dead. Well, that's, I mean, firstly, you go, what the hell are you breaking into a funeral parlour for? Do the dead have many possessions? But then I like his trick of trying to play dead. Unfortunately, there's one thing that gave him away. Scruffy clothes, not too bad, but then they notice he was breathing. Usually a giveaway in a bloody funeral parlour. Some criminals are just geniuses. Do they think it through? Like the policeman says, I have no idea what he was trying to steal. A dead body? Hey, I heard that. Didn't they steal Charlie Chaplin's dead body once and try and ransom him back? Would you bother, though? Would you bother trying to pay a ransom for a dead body? I had to say, fuck it. Just cover the ground up and pretend he's still there. Who is going to know? And who's to say that is the real Bones? How bloody... Although why he was stealing it was, the custom is for the dead people to have dressed in suits in nice clothes that look presentable. We see, in England, we are more civilised because if we want to steal dead person's clothes, we don't steal them. We just go to the local charity shop and then they're full of dead people's clothes and you can just buy them for about 20p. It's a lot more civilised way around things than breaking in to steal dead man's suit. Plus they never bloody fit anyway. Do they always buy some of the charity shops with too long, wide, horrible colours? Or the one that usually gets people smells of dead people. That usually puts people off enough.
The bell tolls for some stand-up comedy.
I read this today in the paper, and it said, Esther Ranson attacks, humiliating, vulgar, bullying. And I thought, oh, God, oh, dear. What have the press been saying about the Bucktooth Witch now? Oh, you know, she didn't deserve that. She might be bloody ugly and looks like one of those kind of caricatures or some kind of tool to flick the bottle tops off bottles. But, you know, come on, she's got a good little heart, that one. And then I finished the actual title. It said, Esther Ranson attacks humiliating, vulgar and bullying TV talent shows. I thought, oh, whoops, oh dear. But talent shows, they're not, the ones on telly, they're not talent shows. They're just shows because half the people who go on it have forgotten to bring a talent along with them. And they're just there doing something shit, like shuffling a few teapots on a table or something. And everyone goes, Carol Wade's in, you are a complete wanker! And then one of them goes, oh, he's not that much of a wanker, he's a trier. Just, why are we watching on telly these people who have no talent all the time? But also, when you watch these talent shows, you can almost tell as soon as they come on if they've got any talent. You know, I'm talking about the X Factor, singing, all of them. If they come on and they look weird, now I'm not just talking ugly. You can be ugly and kind of sing. That you can get away with that. But I'm talking weird-looking ones. The ones where the teeth are pointing like in five different directions and the eyes are a little bit too close together. These ones, the great big freaks, now you just know as soon as they walk on that they are going to be atrocious. And also, to boot, they don't even realise it. They're so weird, they can't even tell they're completely and utterly shit. And can't sing, and can't do anything. And I mean, even if they could sing, what are you going to do? Who's going to buy songs from someone who looks as weird as someone at Deliverance? You know, unless they can play the banjo and dueling banjos. What are we going to do with them? Nothing. No one's going to buy them. Look at that. You know, they look a bit special, to say the least. And they look, the funny thing is that they're bloody so happy, those little dumb bastards, you know? It's like they're oblivious to everything. I mean, they're not just ugly, they're weirdly ugly, and like in a kind of eyes together, quite freakish outlook. They can't sing or do any, have no talent whatsoever, but yet, no one's told them... No one's told them that they can't do it. And in fact, some bastard, it's usually the family who are in the same boat, but some bastard said, you are a fantastic singer. You look $1 million, on you go. And they wander on stage, and you could. There's a number of signs. Firstly, one, they look weird. Two, they're in this slightly happy and bemused state. Like, hee-hee-hee, ah. And then third one, they're just amazingly confident. Yeah, I'm you're like, what? Yes, Simon, I'm going to be the best singer in the world. And like, oh. And then cue panel, raised eyebrows, look at each other. Ooh, we've got a live one. Then they proceed to sing in a tremendous out-of-tune method. I mean, I'm not just talking about if you try to sing badly. They've just got an ability beyond anything you could mimic or create. You know, they are a true stylist of bad singing or performing or whatever they're up to. And then you get the look of complete shock when they just say, you, Simon Cowell, obviously these people are a bit special. Whoever came up with that word, by the way, he is a genius. You know, in my day, you'd call people a spazzer. You know, after the word spastic, medical term. You know, used when not on spastics, derogatory. See what the school, the playground's done there with that word. They've kind of taken it away from the doctors. But then I thought, oh dear, these are certain people. You know, then spastic became a kind of derogatory word. So they thought, oh, look at these poor little buggers. We need to give a new word for them so they don't feel like they're being picked on and people are saying they're a bit stupid. They went, ah, what are they then? Well, they need special needs. See, now, once again, that's kind of singling them out. I know. Then some genius popped up. I know, why don't we just call them, why don't we just say they're special? They won't know the difference, will they? And that's it now. Everyone go, oh, you're a bit special, aren't you? But it's not, it's within the rules of insulting someone without being too overly obvious or upsetting the spazzers. I mean, special needs, whoa, bloody hell, you see, it's tricky, isn't it? Anyway, I was back to where were they? They were, so they've come on, they slag them off, and then their families, who are also special, they're all shocked as well. They can't believe it. They just thought this person was going to be a star. They had it all, all the ability, the energy, the drive. How did it all go wrong? Of course, I'd like to add to this, for the complete show, you have a sprinkling of kind of Anton Deck or Vernon Kay, some cheeky-faced chap, and they'll be like, first, whilst they've been performing, they'll be kind of pulling these gurning faces, on the sideline, and then they'll just completely patronise and take the piss out of the people, family and person, but without them knowing. Which, fair play, is a decent skill. But they, what really pisses me off, though, is the kind of knowing looks to the camera. Ooh, like this, almost in that bloody, you're having a laugh style. Ooh. Anyway, and what you pull that together, hit Saturday Night Show. Also, while I'm on the subject, you've got Cowell with his high trousers, and then you've got the other two plebs. They don't count. One of the people should turn on the other two. One of the contestants should just turn on the other judges, and how many are, two or three, and say, look, you lot, what you say or do doesn't matter on this show. Simon's the one who gives the fucking contracts. You lot, don't even matter. You'll soon be voted off, leaving Simon's one left in there. Bloody idiots. You tell me I can't sing. What can you do? Someone sent me, the Nilo, sent me this clip of this woman who could just bend herself in all different directions. And it's like, well, you know, everyone in life has one special talent, but if mine was bending my arse so it could be right in front of my face, I'd feel a little bit hard done by. Because that's what a rubbish skill to obtain, of all the ones you could have. A great sports star, film star, you know, writer, whatever. Oh, what's your special skill? Oh, I can bend my arse so it goes right in front of my face and I can sniff it. Well, brilliant! And she did this, she kind of bended it over, and her finale was to kind of hold herself up by biting on this thing and just holding herself by the mouth with her arse on top of her head almost. And it's like, well, That'd be a horrible party trick, because then whenever you're out, they'd go, "Oi, go on, do the thing with your arse in the face." And you're like, oh. That's one of those kind of skills where you do it, but they're crying on the inside, because they've just become a circus freak. But as the commander says, a bit of wisdom from the old dad, I'm glad I can't sing, because whenever I go into a pub with a karaoke machine, I have absolutely no urge to get up there and sing, and I can relax and have a pint. Well, that's words of wisdom indeed.
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Hello, readers, it's Gary Barlow here. The other day, I was reading to Pip, and I saw a picture of Robbie Williams. Oh, it made my blood boil. I had to go and sit down and have a chamomile tea. Because I remember the time when we were being asked by Smash Hits what our favourite colour was. Well, everyone knew in the gang that mine was blue. But bloody monkey-faced Williams got asked first. You know what he said? Oh, I think you bloody do. He soon went and said that blue was his favourite colour. Well, I was next. I didn't have time to think, readers. I bloody picked orange. I bloody hate orange. Do you see what he made me do? See what I had to put up with and take back? Oh, and anyway, his favourite colour wasn't even blue. It was green. You can't just go bloody changing your favourite colour halfway through your life. You have a favourite colour and you stick to it. You don't fucking change. Oh, ever since then I bloody hated him. And I was glad when I kicked him out of the group. Right, I'm out to my donut now. Bloody got myself het up again in there.
Wakey, wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Adverts on telly. They're so bloody odd, they make me angry sometimes. I just watched the one, it's about this, you see the orchestra, and they're playing car parts, like violin made out of some car parts and all this stuff, and they're making a nice little tune. It goes on for 30 seconds, and at the end, it pops up this picture of a Ford something or other and says, "Ford cars, beautifully arranged." Now, I always wonder, I imagine it, that they say to this hot producer, make an advert for us, baby. Yeah. We're going to advertise this new car here, and he'll come up and see a little Ford car, and he'll go, okay, have a little think. Okay, I'll do it. Cost you a couple of million, and I'll show you the final thing in 4 months' time. And they go, yeah, good idea. Brilliant. It's going to be brilliant. And he starts playing it, and they're going, oh, look at that. There's a... He's playing a little thing there, an oboe made out of wheels. Brilliant. And then 30 seconds, last couple of seconds, pops up a picture of a Ford car. And that's it. Beautifully arranged. They must think, what the fuck is that? What is this? Did you fail in your interview for The Apprentice? I mean, it's like a load of idiots. Where's the product? Nowhere. No one even knows what it's about. He's going, oh, lovely little tune. Little dudes playing things out of bongos made out of steering wheels. That's genius. What was it for again? I can't remember. Bloody hell. Well, I mean, Christ, they pay people millions of stuff to come up with this crap as well. That's what gets me. Beautiful. Why can't I get a job like that? Fanning around for 3 months, you do a nice advert and then think, shit, what was it for again? Well, I don't know. Just pop a picture of the car up the end. Another success story.
Harder! That's not enough! I need more! Yes, hello, this is Bennett Hofskowski here. Today I walk into a field and grab a juicy green cabbage. The farmer here come out with a shotgun and say, get off of my land. I say, why you, such a greedy fat English pig? You have many cabbages and I only want the one for my dinner. He then set his bull on me. English people are peasants with their big fat greedy bellies.
I read this in the paper. It just said, Mark Spite's death disturbs family. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. He's fucking dead. Of course that's going to disturb his family. I mean, what an understatement that is. What could be less disturbing for his family than their son bloody dying? Someone got paid to write that, I hope you realise. Whilst you're sitting at work, toiling away, someone's getting paid to write stupid things like that.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're fucking...
Get the fuck!
Stop making
making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Chests for wizards. That'd be nerd porn. Hosk stand up, shuffling a few teapots on a table or something. Then we're amazed that the driver had no hands. But I tell you what, it shows where there's a will, there's a Chinese man driving a lorry, hey? And that's not on, dude. All right, and woman, thing, whatever. You're okay? And this wife, I assume it's a she. Yeah, she's a she.
From the instructions of how to...
And tonight... Again, what is that? Why I man? Why I Rooker Park Lake? And when he ref... The northern man is called Jeff Lockerbie Lake. Lockerbie Lake. Lockerbie Lake. Lockerbie Lake. Calm down. Calm down.
Dessert.
Been tricked with the oldest trick in the book. You have us all many. Boy, go on, boy, go on, boy, boy. That'd be a horrible party trick, because then whenever you're out, they'd go, boy, go on, do the thing with your ass in the face. And you're like, oh, crying on the inside. Burglar was dead, stupid.
Don't mother him, don't mother him. You're embarrassing him in front of his mates. You're making a rat blow this scene.
Did they, in the... Fucking hell. Everyone who plays chess is a nerd. That's a fact. And everyone goes, coward waiting. You are a complete wanker. This is a truly awesome. Chang?
Do anything. I can't do it. Do anything. I can't do it.
La, 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 la. You're a peanut. La, 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 la. You're a peanut. Goes the Iggy, 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 Iggy.
You had a great bloody time.
What the fuck's that accent?
Tell you what, that little lad...
Singing la 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 la, being in front of the boat doesn't count for much these days. You know, they underestimate it. How devoid of fun would it be, eh? Barren wasteland of non-moonwalking, non-robot dancing, just kind of the, I don't know, chicken dancing. That's all they get up to, really. Oh, dear. It's no good, ladies. You got to pull your socks up.
I'm going to be the best singing world.
I'm going to be the best singing world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now you listen here, young man. I don't care how much money you've got. You what?
And the eyes are a little bit too close together. And the eyes are a little bit too close together.
And the eyes are a little bit too close together. Together.
What are we going to do with them?
David is out.
This one. Well, I hope no one can hear me shouting. This... Do I turn it on, then start coughing? Would I do the cough before I fucking turn this mic thing on? Oh, dear. Amateur. How can I make my dreams of becoming Jason Donovan's stylist come true? How can I make my dreams of becoming... Jason Donovan's stylist come true.
Well, I'm going to be the best singing world. 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 World.
I'm going to be the best singing world.
Oh, yeah!
And for your listening pleasure, here's Pub Talk! Talk, 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 talk.
The thing I want is episode where I fixed practically 10 P's, like heads, in a row. And again, you can't estimate how long it's going to take to just get 10 P's. It's going to happen in a matter of time.
You can estimate it, it doesn't mean you'll be right.
Yeah, you can estimate, like, so the probability of getting one head is half. Obviously, half times.
Or one in
is half.
Yeah, we guess.
How much is that, 5p?
No, it's times 10 times.
It's half times half times half. Times. No, what happens if you flip it, it drops.
And there's that, that's Boyd doing it.
Lands on its edge in a crack on the floor.
And then a magpie comes, swoops down.
The one in a million magpie land on sides.
That guy had a My Beautiful Mind would have put that into the equation.
You're out with a circle.
I'll sit next to my mate Neil.
Sorry, man.
I'll sit next to you. How you dudes? Are you fine?
Steve used to work in that chair.
What 5 innings?
Yeah, but you're not a tenor.
Oh yeah, he's
with that's a brilliant idea.
So you were rewarding incompetence.
He got mugged by the machine.
Give you money for
the machine outwitted him.
Thankful.
He wants
to lost me completely.